State lawmakers are introducing bills meant to help nurses provide better care in hospitals. The Safe Patient Care Act would limit the number of sick people assigned to each nurse, reduce mandatory overtime, and require hospitals to disclose their staffing levels. Lawmakers have proposed similar changes before, but the president of the Michigan Nurses Association says the legislature held only a single hearing on the issue in the past decade, and the proposals died in committee. Association president and critical care nurse Jamie Brown tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter the need to reform hospital staffing levels is more crucial now than it's ever been.
It's necessary because the hospitals are not going to use evidence-based research on the number of patients a nurse should be taking care of based on what they're doing currently, which is having us take care of too many patients at one time.
Now, there has been for a long time talk that there's been a lack of nurses in the industry. So if you limit the amount of patients that each nurse would be able to handle, could that exacerbate those shortages somehow?
There's no nursing shortage. The state of Michigan has 50,000 nurses that currently hold an active nursing license that are not practicing at the bedside. If these laws were to go into effect, it would effectively bring more nurses back to the bedside, and there would be plenty of nurses to take care of the patients.
How would it do that? How would it lure them back?
Because they would be able to take care of the patients in the manner that they want to. If you think about it, if a nurse has six patients right now, that's only 10 minutes per patient. And if you drop that number down to four, that gives you more time to spend with each patient and catch any changes that might need to be elevated so the patient can go to a higher level of care.
Have these shortages continued since the pandemic? There was a lot of talk then about situations being so dire that people were just getting burned out and leaving. I mean, has that changed? Does that affect this in any way?
The pandemic has put a focus on the number of nurses leaving the bedside, and the patient numbers that the nurses are taking care of has gotten worse since the pandemic because more nurses are not putting up with the bad working conditions the hospital are forcing us to work under, and so they're leaving the profession altogether.
How does that work for you personally? I mean, being a critical care nurse, if you're taking care of one patient, do the others just have to wait because you've got to prioritize? And would that be different if they limited the amount of patients you had to watch for?
Yes. So right now, as critical care nurse, I can be asked to take up to three patients, and you absolutely have to prioritize. And if you aren't prioritizing effectively, then and harm could come to another patient, and you hope that one of your teammates would be able to catch if you're caught up in a room with another sick patient. I only had to take care of one patient. All my focus would be on that patient. I had to catch any minute changes that I need to let the doctor know so a bad outcome could be prevented.
Since the possibility of these bills being presented has been out there for a while. The Michigan Health and Hospital Association had put out a statement about it. I can read a little bit about that. They say they don't support the legislation. They say that's because it would institute government-mandated staffing ratios and a one-size-fits-all approach of mandating decisions about clinical care typically ignores the complexity of patient care, the diversity of healthcare environments. Studies have shown nurse education and training rather than a one-size-fits-all approach like mandatory nurse staffing ratios are the most important factors when it comes to ensuring healthcare, and hospitals are the ones that should decide what the best staffing model is for their individual needs of patients. What's your reaction to those statements?
I would challenge the hospital association that the one size that they're using to staff the hospitals with right now isn't working. Our bad outcomes are higher, our infection rates are higher, our falls are higher, and that's simply because we do not have the number of nurses we need at the bedside right now. They're asking nurses to take care of 7 to 8 patients on a med-surg floor, which is double what the mandated levels would be, and it would give them more flexibility because we're just asking for minimum patient ratios so they take care of less patients if the patient required it.
One of the other things that some of the medical systems seem to argue is that they had nursing staffing levels set during collective bargaining, and that they say they're sticking to the levels that were set. As far as you know, did unions negotiate for, in your view, too few nurses to be on the job?
The collective bargaining is only a small amount of nurses in Michigan, so that would not take care of every nurse in Michigan. And getting those ratios mandated into the contract, it's a really big ask, and very few contracts have nursing ratios negotiated into their contracts.
On the other side of it, as a layperson myself, it seems to make sense that if a nurse has fewer patients to take care of, that they'd be able to provide better care. What has been the real sticking point? I mean, I mentioned something of what the hospital association says, but from your dealings with it, why hasn't this just gone through already?
I would put it on the corporatization of American healthcare. It all boils back to the money and how the hospitals are putting profits over patients' lives.
So meaning if you have to limit how many patients a nurse takes care of, that means you got to hire more nurses to take care of fewer patients per nurse.
Absolutely. And nursing already is the highest labor cost in a hospital.